Hey, Spitwads. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for another spectacular Spitballers Hit episode.
Spit Hit!
These guys are ready for it. And on this episode, we draft our favorite cookies. You know I love a sweet treat.
Nom, nom, nom.
In my tummy tum tum.
Nom, nom.
Enjoy this episode.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Oh, take a looky. Have a cookie, Cookie Monster.
Yeah. I like the attempt. And I liked where you were going.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I don't know if it was the take a look, and then I started going, it's in a book.
It's Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, and it's a little bit growly.
Well, thanks for listening to what I said, because I said take a looky.
Well, that would rhyme better.
Inside of a bookie? That's just stupid. Take a looky at a bookie? Ridiculous. What do you take me for, an amateur?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a compliment that you had the kind of
tone. You know who else has
tone and
a raspy
of that
voice?
Song.
Cookie Monster.
Yeah, you're getting real meta on us?
Or just really just like literal singing as the Cookie Monster.
Look,
how dare you rain on my parade?
I just think anybody who knows their scat was good wouldn't defend it the way that you're defending it.
All right.
Welcome to the Spitballers Podcast. Episode 126, Would You Rather? That's a great question. A draft today that may or may not have to do with cookies. We shall see what happens. You can find us on Twitter at SpitballersPod.
It better.
SpitballersPod.com is the website. That's where you can learn how to become an official Spitwad supporter of the show. And if you're feeling generous, you can head over to Apple Podcasts. Make sure you click the subscribe button and review the show. And we've received lots of wonderful reviews lately, and we really appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so much. That's where we get all of our energy for scats, comes directly from the reviews.
Yeah, so clearly the reviews were not great recently.
You guys want to kick it off?
Go.
Would you rather...
All right, Ellie from the website sends this question in to us. Would you rather always have to use public bathrooms for everything that you use your bathroom for? Showering, the toilet, getting ready, brushing teeth, all in public bathrooms.
Okay.
Or always have to sleep / nap on your neighbor's lawn.
Wow, these are not good options.
That is...
That is
rough. Let's just tease them out. Let's think about this. Let's start, though, with the second one, which is sleeping, napping, all has to be done on your neighbor's lawn. I mean, this is...
Do I get, a sleeping bag?
I mean,
I think you get a sleeping bag.
That's fine. I don't think that takes the awkwardness of it away.
Right. I think my first worry is just, what is the sprinkler timer situation here?
Okay.
Could be an issue.
Is my alarm clock now, there's 6 a.m., sprinklers go off and every single morning.
How do you snooze someone's sprinklers?
Yeah. That's always, I've always
wondered
that.
You roll on it.
And then when you're overseeding during the winter, they have to water it a lot.
Oh, and there's poop everywhere.
Because of the fertilizer.
Yeah. Fertilizer. And because you're also just, you're using that as your bathroom too. I mean, you are out front. This is their front lawn, I presume.
Hey, Bob.
So you're just like, it's time for bed. Yeah.
I mean, there's dangers here, too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, everybody,
bears,
listens
creatures
across the country. You've got different wildlife habits. We're out in Arizona. We're in the desert. There are scorpions and snakes and
javelinas.
Coyotes.
Javelinas. I don't have a spear with me when I sleep. What am I to do?
You could.
I would have to.
You would need it. He would also be fully burritoed into that sleeping bag. You would avoid wildlife by zipping it all the way to
it's
the tippy top.
100% zip.
Do they make
situation.
Sleeping bags that zip completely?
They will now.
I think you die. Wouldn't you? I don't know if that's a wives' tale or if it's not even a wives' tale, just something my mind made up. But I always thought,
sleeping bags?
And I've said this to my children,
that you need air to breathe.
That if you slept under your covers, that you could suffocate.
Unlikely.
I would put that at very low odds.
Really? I thought this was like a sure thing.
Certainly would not suffocate from the sheet.
Well, no, 0% chance. If I've got a comforter.
Right, out of steel.
No, just a normal, nice, down comforter. And I throw that out and I go and I sleep completely under it.
That could be a problem.
For 8 hours.
I don't think so.
Now, you could get, that could become an issue.
I feel like I'm breathing the same air.
Yeah, you start to get into the paper bag situation. You can't breathe into a paper bag forever.
But air is coming in.
Is it though?
Where? Yes. Where's it coming in?
Do you have watertight and airtight seal on your comforter?
I don't know if enough air is coming in with as much
breathing.
Oh,
there's enough.
The other one is terrible because my first reaction was the public bathroom one was, well, I'll just take the responsibility to keep this thing in like tip-top shape. It's just going to be perfect. But then I'm really realizing like to do that, I'm cleaning tons of other people's pee and poop.
Yeah, you're doing that. You're doing it for free. You're not even...
Well, I'm doing it for my own benefit to have a nice place to have a bathroom.
You have to wear... The sandals, the flippy flops in the shower. Did you guys ever have a
scenario? Public shower stuff?
Yeah, I've
never public showered.
I think I've showered in like dead. A gym or two in my lifetime, but like I didn't stay in dorms. I didn't do the college experience. Jason, did you have any of that? You were a big college man.
I went to college. I actually stayed in a
BMOC.
When I went off to college, I went BMOC.
Big man on campus.
Yeah, you know it. I stayed in an apartment. I moved from, you know, mommy's house to an apartment complex right next to the campus. So it was like that was my dorm, except it wasn't a dorm. But tell me what you were saying because I wasn't listening. I was totally reading up on whether or not sleeping under the covers can
do you
kill
have
me.
A report for us?
Well, I don't have the full report, right? Because I was the big man on campus, had to chime in here.
Yeah.
But what I did see is that it said, you know, it seems harmless enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong exclamation
oh,
point.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know why it's wrong yet.
You have to read during the rest of our show.
That's right. So I'm checking out. You two have a good show, and at the end, I'll
we'll
let you know if
that.
We're
going to
be
an expert.
I was asking, did you ever have a scenario where you had frequently in your shower, you had to wear the sandals or flip-flops because it was a public shower?
Oh, yeah, no, I have not experienced that. In fact, I would
and
say
is that... Is that because you don't want the warts?
Ooh, I mean, I think it's just, I think people do it for general hygiene.
I know,
feelings.
But there is a specific, now I got to look something
right.
up.
Andy, you're a solo show. Go.
There will be a time in which this public shower nuisance will look like caveman days for humanity. This does not need to happen anywhere for any reason.
Well, no, at the gyms. I mean, that's where I, like when he was talking about the, you know, the dorm rooms, no, I didn't experience that.
They don't build wall technology?
But at the gym, well, even at, yes, there's walls that separate you, but there might be someone there that 15 people were there this morning before you woke up. And so you're showering after someone over and over and over. And I will say this, whether it's disgusting or not, I never wore flip-flops or sandals into that shower. I just went a la mode, as I say.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's a fungus problem.
It's just too nasty dealing with everybody's bodily fluids. I guess I'm going to sleep on the lawn. As final answer.
You're under the stars.
Yeah.
There could be some benefits to that.
Sure.
Until the temperatures.
And if it is a waterproof sleeping bag, then your sprinkler situation is fixed. So
that's true.
You're good to go.
I take way too many naps to accept this lawn situation. I will definitely.
What? How many naps do you get?
Well, I try to get a nap. I would say I get 1.5 naps a week.
So weekend days.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, mostly on the weekend. I mean,
How about during this show? Because it seemed like you were on your way right there.
Well, this was important information. Look, you're not going to die, but you could get brain damage.
It depends on how big the comforter is, man. It's not all situations.
It does, but I, you know, risk versus reward
situation.
How
heavy is this? Is this a weighted blanket?
I'm enjoying picturing Jason deciding, honey, I'm going to go take a nap, and he's grabbing his blanket, and he's walking barefoot across the street to his neighbor's house to sleep on the lawn. That is a funny picture. Which one is your final answer, guys?
I'll take the lawn.
I will be in the bathroom.
Okay. Radiant from IG says, would you rather live in a house overlooking the ocean with a horribly outdated interior or a house overlooking a landfill with an extremely modern and gorgeous interior?
This is actually a really good philosophical question. Because I mean, these are extremes, and we'll answer it with the extreme in mind. But this is what people have to deal with when they move. You know, you can get more house if you're out in the boonies. Mm-hmm. You can get less house if you're, you know, on the beach.
I do not have any question which one that I want here, though.
Really?
Not even close.
I'm pretty locked in as well. Jason, are you locked in?
I am not. I'm torn here. So
all right. Andy maybe, can go first then.
What's funny is, well, I think Mike and I all have the same answer, but maybe not. I will absolutely take the house overlooking the ocean with a horribly outdated interior for multiple reasons. One, I feel like outdated interiors, you could make the argument that they're it's like nostalgic or like...
I don't know, man. This is like you got seafoam green everywhere.
I get
you
linoleum, got, right? You, linoleum's a part
linoleum
of this equation.
Is in there. You have a mauve-colored toilet and mauve-colored vanity.
You have the old stove that has the, you know, the
oh,
ring.
I know. But if you found a house like, if there was a house like that for sale in perfect form today, you'd find a bunch of hipsters.
Carpeted bathroom.
Bunch of hipsters trying to buy that house.
And carpeted bathroom.
Look.
Oh, yeah.
I'm peeing out over the ledge. I'm not going in that
Take
bathroom.
That, fishes.
There's no way I can spin the landfill view in a positive way. I can spin the old timey house. Plus, I'm going to be outside on the porch.
Yes.
And I know that's the argument
that
you're
That is 100%. I'm not in my house anymore.
No.
I live on the beach, bro. I'll see you in the ocean.
I mean, technically, you're overlooking the ocean. So let's say this is a cliffside. You can't walk down to the beach. You just have a nice view
Wait,
of the beach.
Wait, I can't
beach.
Get down there ever?
Well, you could rappel down. But otherwise...
Oh, sweet. That sounds awesome.
But it's more about the view than it is like All getting right. to use the area.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I don't live on a beach currently, unfortunately, working on that. Mm-hmm. But at my current house, which is also not at a landfill, that's great news. I stay inside so much more than I stay outside. I don't go outside that often. In fact, half of the year, you can't go outside in Arizona. You will just crisp to a core. Now, right now, it's kind of nice outside. I will give you that. But my point is, isn't the inside of the house more important if that's where you're spending, you know, while you're at your home, while you're at your personal abode, if you're spending 95%
inside. Are you ever at your abode, Alamode?
As often as I can be, Andy, as often as possible. So you're at your abode, a la mode style, and so you know you're going to be inside.
You got to stop putting that out there in the world.
So, but my point is, if you're 95% of the time inside the house when you're at your property,
but let me ask you
why
a question.
Would that not be more important?
Well, it might be more important, but you got to remember, this is an aesthetic, not functional question. This house is extremely modern and gorgeous inside versus outdated. You're functionally able to live in both places. This is what your eyes see. Does it matter to you the function of your house or literally looking around and saying, boy, I'm in a beautiful room? Is that more important than looking out the window and saying, wow, that is a lot of trash?
If it's 100% aesthetics, then yes. Then yes, I will take the outside. The way that I look at this question, though, is outdated. You know, my fridge, my appliances, my stove and my oven versus, you know, I've got a Wolf Range, you know, I got this fancy, you know, Sub-Zero fridge built into a wall in this nice house. That's quality of life stuff, you know, so I'm taking the inside now, unless it's purely aesthetics, same size fridges, same size, you know, same quality.
Are you going to sit out on the porch sometimes and look at the landfill?
Yeah,
your wife?
I mean, you were never going out in your backyard.
Let me ask you this.
You're going to be having major vitamin D deficiencies here.
Let me ask you this. When is the last time you two have sat on your porch right now, no landfill, landfill. When's the last time you sat on your porch and drank coffee?
Probably like Saturday. Last week.
Exactly. Ask me.
Jason, when's the last time you sat on your porch and drink coffee?
Never. Never in my life. When's the last time I've sat on my porch outside and pretty much just chilled outside?
Is this making you sad at all that he's missing this part of life?
He should, to each their own. But
I got to move to a beach,
man.
I would love it at the beach.
He knows that he has to put clothes on to go outside and sit on the porch.
That could be part of the problem.
Yeah, that is part of it.
Pants required.
All right. One more would you rather question from Sybil over on Patreon, supporting the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your support, Sybil.
Which Disney sidekick would you rather have in real life?
Oof, Sybil, we already have a problem with this question. Continue.
Abu from Aladdin, Donkey from Shrek, Olaf from Frozen.
Jason, what's the problem with
the
this
problem
question?
The problem is Donkey from Shrek is not Disney. Come
that's
Sybil.
That's DreamWorks, Sybil.
Oh.
Get it together. So which animated
Thank
sidekick?
Thank you for your support.
One, I did not pick that up. And two, I just assumed you guys were going to tell me one of these. It's not technically a sidekick. He's more of a
No, those are all sidekicks, but one of them is technically not Disney.
Yes, it's a great question.
Yes.
Olaf would be the most annoying sidekick.
Well, more than Donkey?
Yeah, Donkey would be the absolute worst. The worst. Eddie Murphy, very funny in those movies, but if that was your real friend.
Couldn't I ride?
No.
Wouldn't there be a benefit?
It's a donkey. It's real small.
He doesn't
but here's
do
the thing about
anything.
Olaf. Olaf does have, I guess Olaf doesn't have the magical powers.
Olaf he's is just toasted in Arizona. You're not.
No, he has his own flurry.
He's a dead man.
I can confirm he has his own flurry now.
And it can withstand
it's a
Arizona?
It is a magical
okay,
flurry.
All right.
This is so easily Abu. Abu is awesome.
Low maintenance.
Yeah.
He steals apples for you.
He can get it. Not just apples. He can steal the lamp.
Right, if there was one.
Yeah, maybe there's something of value, and you need a boo to go and...
But you can't talk to...
That's a nice Rolex.
You can't talk to a boo.
Yes, you can.
Not in a way where you both talk to each other.
Yes, you can.
You're saying because Aladdin always understood what a boo meant?
Yes.
He still had a limited vocabulary. Yeah. I'm not buying he's a highly sophisticated donkey, Mike.
I will say this. You can communicate in basically yes and no answers. You can't have a conversation with Abu. I could have a conversation with Olaf, and it would be fascinating and fun to teach this piece of frozen water how things work. I think that would be really fun. And also,
he's such a dummy.
Josh Gad's so fun.
Oh, I
he's
love Josh
so
Gad.
Funny. I mean, if I get a Josh Gad as my sidekick, I think I go Olaf. Here's what we can all agree on. It can't be Donkey.
No,
right?
It cannot be Donkey.
A beast of burden? That's not practical?
I mean, no, he's so obnoxious.
He would never let you. Like, if I'm moving.
That's what I'm thinking.
He
like,
could be a
Brooks
real
is,
help.
Brooks is moving here, our producer. Olaf's not helping with that move.
No. But the thing is I don't think Donkey would either. I think he would never let me ride him. He would never let me have him carry stuff.
He'd just yell at you.
He would just yell at me.
Okay, no Donkey. I'm with you. Abu is the easiest.
Abu is the easiest, except.
And you could tell him to get lost, and he probably would.
Except. I know they don't have him in a diaper in the movie because he doesn't go to the bathroom.
That's true.
But monkeys, you know.
Monkey
look,
see, monkey poo.
Monkey see, monkey poo. You're going to have to. You say it's the easiest. I look at the cleanup problem.
And I'm guessing, Olaf, there's no digestive system, so you're in good shape.
Yeah, you don't even have to feed him.
Yeah. And even if he did go to the bathroom, it's just water. We're fine there.
That's true. So is that the best part of a sidekick, your bathroom habits?
No, but it's the worst part
have
of
you seen
a boo
his pee?
Specifically.
It's the clearest pee I've ever seen.
I'm going to go Olaf because I think the conversations, the fun, we would get in all sorts of crazy situations together. And
all right.
we'd have a lot of good times.
Okay, let's move on.
That's a great question.
What was your final answer, Mike? You're a boo, right?
Oh, easily. Okay. Boo, yeah.
Sandra from Patreon. If your last minor injury actually killed you instead, what would you have died doing? And yours is so great, Jay, because I know your most recent injury.
I am currently injured. I know you might be watching on YouTube and say, what? You look great. I do. However, what you can't see is I threw my back out. So my back is...
You must have been like lifting heavy, heavy things.
Well, not so much. I died folding up an air mattress. In my defense, it was all the way on the ground. And I had to bend over and fold it and get the air out. And I'm squeezing it out. And then I fold it again. And I sit on it, get all the air out. And then I fold it, push it over. I'm laying, getting my belly on it, getting all that air out. Because it's got to fit in a little bag. And then next thing I know, I go to stand up. And it's, I can't stand up.
I unfortunately have died from chewing bubble gum. I kid you not, I took a trip up north, and I always chew gum on the trip because it helps with the like popping of your ears with elevation.
Uh-huh.
But I had to turn around and drive right back. So I chewed gum for like, I don't know, 3 hours, which at age 36 is it's a high-risk proposition. I had a sore freaking like lockjaw.
Really?
I got right lockjaw from this gum.
You chewed your jaw sore?
I chewed gum, and then I woke up the next day with a sore right jaw and like couldn't open my mouth.
Now, at what point do you like...
So I just died from chewing gum.
Look, I'm not recommending this. We don't litter. I wouldn't throw my gum out the window. But at some point in time, if I'm in a six-hour car ride back and forth...
I did shift to a second piece. I rotated.
Now, did you rotate?
I didn't know that it was going to hurt my mouth.
Did you rotate or did you double up?
No, I didn't double up. I rotated. Okay. I wanted fresh, full fresh flavor.
Of course.
But let's be clear. I didn't chew my way like, ow, this hurts, but I'm going to keep going. Ow, ow. Like, I've never...
It's totally worth
this. This is my first gum injury. In my life, I don't understand. I wake up and it's like lock, and I think I have TMJ, and I'm going, what happened?
So this was literally like a workout for you the next day.
Did you get sweaty?
No, but it's like a workout. The next day, I worked out my right jaw to the point of it doesn't work anymore.
Wow.
So
it was really just one side.
It was only one. I chew really, I must right dominant chewer.
Wow. Have you guys seen, it's one of those, the Facebook ads that you get for items where you go, what in the world is this all about? There's a workout block.
Oh, I've seen it.
That you chew on, and because it's supposed to help your jaw and tighten up the old old double chin.
The turkey thing.
That we're all
thing.
Starting
yeah.
to get. But it's basically like a dog chew toy.
It, you
for
look
humans.
Like an idiot. A complete idiot chewing this thing.
I haven't seen it, but I need it. I mean, look, the more chins are not great. Like, I used to be, you go look at my wedding pictures. I am.
How many chins there? One?
I think I had two, but I was so skinny. I was a rail. I was a stick. I was a giraffe, as my wife calls me. I had a long neck. But we've got, like, we don't have a defined front jaw, which is why thank goodness beards are in.
Do we need to share the name of it so that people
can
look at it?
I'm going to.
Oh, I've seen the ads all over the place for this because everybody wants a real tight jaw, apparently.
I do.
Hashtag not a sponsor.
No, goodness,
but
no.
Yet.
But if you were, Jason, if you were going to exercise your jaw,
mm-hmm.
what would you name the item?
Oh, okay.
I don't even remember it.
Let's see. Well, dumbbells are probably the most common exercise equipment. I would call it a jaw bell. That doesn't work.
Jawsercise?
Jawsercise.
That's the name of it?
Jawsercise? That's where you get exercise from running from a shark. Jawsercise.
Right now, for one low payment of $45 from Amazon, you can get this dog toy.
So it's on Amazon.
It's a dog toy that you as a human can use.
Fitness for your face.
Oh my god.
So if you type jaw in Amazon, it will auto complete first option.
Jawsercise.
No E. They're very hip.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, it looks like a dog toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it is.
How do I chew? That's
You've
too
noticed
big to chew.
Dogs don't have too many double
chins.
Yeah,
they don't
chins.
Have double chins. They got super buff jaws.
What's the last thing you did to hurt yourself, Mike? Even minor.
It was this weekend.
Okay.
I was moving a file cabinet.
All right.
And so when you move a file cabinet, you got to take the drawers out because otherwise it's too heavy. Well, I left the arm, I don't know what to call it, extended.
Oh,
where
yeah.
You attach. So... I forgot it was sticking out.
Ooh.
And I walked past that thing at regular force.
Oh, no.
So I gashed.
Yeah, you got a cut.
I got a nice gash across my shin.
You bled out in this story.
So I either bled out or I got some kind of infection.
Oh, man.
I got gangrene.
Yeah, this just, I mean, filing cabinets, we need to get rid of this. This doesn't need to be a part of life anymore.
Yeah, seriously.
Why can't everything just be digital?
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
It can. You could convert those to digital and get rid of your filing cabinet.
So I'm looking at the Jawsercise. I can't move past this on Amazon. And I just want to see a picture of someone using it. Of course, none of their promotional photographs have someone looking so stupid as to have this thing in their mouth. So I went to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'm watching a human chew on a ball. And it's ridiculous.
You look like an idiot.
It's, yeah, you
and
look.
And then can you imagine someone sees you and you're like, I'm working out.
Oh, I'm taking that thing to the gym. Are you kidding me? I want credit.
you're just occupying a bench. You're like, sir, how many reps you got left? You just look up.
What would it take for you if you went there and they have a row of these, right? They bring the equipment.
Right.
You got a row of Jawsercise. What do you have to do to clean that, to put one in your mouth?
You gotta boil it.
This is all funny, but we sit next to each other at work here and we're gonna look over tomorrow. Oh. And Jason's gonna be chewing on this dog toy.
I mean, is it Amazon Prime? Because I can get this thing in 2 hours.
All right, let's go here. Terry from the website, what song would you want played at your funeral?
All right.
Let's take it down a notch.
Oh, man. This
does tie into the if the last minor injury accidentally killed you, what would you have died doing? Now you're dead and you need to pick your funeral song.
Well, this is really, really tough because it's not funny. I know mine. Like, I have one, so I can't even lie.
Do you have it written down somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my whole family knows exactly 100% what to play at my funeral.
Just the music or the whole funeral?
No, just the
like one, you haven't planned it all out.
Now, is this walk-in music or is this walk-out? Is this
slideshow music?
Okay, slideshow.
This is, you know how there's always the period where you're looking at the...
Yeah.
And it's What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong.
Oh, because his is all serious.
Yeah, I know. How do I...
All right.
But thanks, you're not Al Borland.
You're not as serious of a person. Like, I'm surprised you didn't have, like...
Well, I'll be dead then.
That's true.
So, in all fairness, I won't be cracking any jokes.
Well, some people want it to be like, you know, they want something playful because they want it to be more of a...
Like a celebration of life.
Like, not that couldn't be a celebration.
No, I want them mourning.
But you want them crying.
I want tears galore.
I'm going with the Karate Kid song. The You're the Best Around.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
And that can be the song for the line, the final goodbye line and that's just playing on loop.
I'll go Mo Money Mo Problems.
Mm.
Oh, you died because of your money,
right? Yeah,
for sure. And so this is like, you're trying to teach a lesson here at your funeral. You're trying to tell the kids you don't want that money. Look at me, okay? Mo Money Mo Problems.
And instead of the slideshow, it'll be the music video for Mo Money Mo Problems.
For sure. Because it's a mad jam. Absolutely.
I have always
and
thought.
And we're all just dabbing
your eyes.
Andy loved this song.
Here's the thing.
Mo Money Mo Problems, Andy.
That's me.
Whenever I hear this song, I
think of Andy.
I think of Papa Andy.
It just fades to the black of my picture.
Andy, and my family gets up and speaks. 2020. Here's the thing. I've always thought about this. If you do write up your, you've got your will and that handles your affairs. But if you wrote up a one-sheeter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's your what you want at your funeral and you sign it, right? I feel like you could put some crazy stuff in there and really put your family in quite a pickle because.
They got to do the Macarena?
I mean, right. Everybody stands up in the middle of the funeral and does the Macarena. If you don't do it, you're not respecting my wishes and I'm dead.
That's right. You've got to honor the dead.
You have to say at the bottom, like, if you don't do any of these, I will haunt you.
Did you guys see, it was apparently an Irishman who went viral, but so he passed away, and at his funeral, when they're like lowering the casket, they played, he had recorded audio of like him shouting, hey, let me out of here. What are you doing?
No, that's awesome.
I've seen that. That's pretty brilliant.
It's a really, really good clip.
But could you imagine being the family during that one last goof?
Everyone starts laughing. It's just, it was a really incredible moment.
I've got
it's,
five.
It's so funny.
You don't think anyone there was like, wait a minute, open it up. He's still alive.
I think he followed it up by talking for a little bit to the family.
Probably.
Here's some songs that you shouldn't have at a funeral. Number one, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
For sure.
Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Okay. Okay.
What about Stairway to Heaven? Would that be acceptable?
Sure.
Okay.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees? Would that be a good one?
Probably not the best.
Those are pretty funny. So, that's Mo Money, Mo Problems.
I'm living on the edge.
All right. Maya from Patreon, one last one here before we get into our delicious draft. What was something you thought would be easy until you tried it?
Ooh, interesting. This takes some deep thought, some searching the memories.
I sometimes you just got to say what comes to your mind first.
Of course.
For shame or whatever.
That's what this show is.
Jumping rope came to mind.
Oh, jump rope is very difficult.
That is directly proportional to your age. Every year you get older, you become four times worse at jumping rope.
Like the people who can do the mini jump. I have no idea how they get that going, where they get the cadence going, and they're just kind of lightly kicking one up. Every time I jump rope, I have to do with the full
knees up.
Knees up.
Concentration is at maximum levels.
So we're talking like six rotations of the jump rope, and I am gassed into this workout that's supposed to go 20 minutes. I'm like about 20 seconds in.
I will say this.
Go ahead.
Andy thinks that this is like a chart where it's age on one line, and that's the only line. That is not. There is also a y-axis here, and it is weight. Okay, because when you jump rope, age matters, but weight matters. It is not fair. When we used to have a personal trainer, obviously used to, and we would go there together, and he'd say, "Okay, go out and 200."
It was my least favorite thing he'd tell us
to
do.
It was the warm up. Was like, "Okay, 200 jump ropes."
Oh gosh, see you in an hour.
I'm lifting 60 pounds more than this guy on every single jump. Do that 200 times. How's that fair? I should get like 150. He should get 200.
Here's the thing. You were better at jumping rope than I was because you would finish before me.
That's true.
And if I didn't concentrate like fully on the speed, I feel like I did this easily as a kid. But no dice. This was it's very hard.
You were good at it at one point? I think I've always been terrible at jumping
rope.
Yeah,
in like fifth grade.
I think I could handle things.
I think in fifth grade, we just assumed we were good at it. We were doing the crazy high jump, and we're like, this is easy. And then we weren't good at it.
What else is something you were arrogant about? You thought, oh, no big deal. Let me handle that.
I can probably go through a couple, but the first thing that comes to mind for me is something I've never been able to do, even when I was a young athletic kid, skateboard. It's not that I can't skateboard. It's that I can't get on a skateboard. Getting on is flat out impossible.
I understand.
If that thing doesn't have the part that goes on a scooter at the top and a handlebar, I cannot get on it.
If your skateboard doesn't have a kickstand, you ain't getting on that thing.
I mean, how do people do it? How do people put a foot? And then when they get up, I don't know if they know this, it's on wheels and it's trying to get away from you.
The craziest part about
skateboarding.
He
took the wheels off.
Like the first time we ever... or I ever skateboarded, because Tony Hawk came out. We were all playing Tony Hawk. We're like, oh man, this is super rad. I got to learn how to ride a skateboard.
Ollie time.
Yeah. And that's what I want to talk about is an Ollie. And the first time you try to do an Ollie, if no one has taught you anything, an Ollie is just jumping with a skateboard.
All four wheels come off the ground, hit back.
Yes, the board goes up. It looks like all people are doing is slamming down the back of the skateboard, and then it just naturally rises up into the air because, I mean, of course that's what it would
gravity.
Be.
Gravity.
Except when you start thinking about it, you go, well, that doesn't make any sense at all. How does the skateboard get up? And then you realize people are slamming the skateboard down with one leg, and their other leg, the side of their shoe, is dragging the skateboard up into the air, and that's how you have to do an ollie, and you're like, This is impossible.
This is not easy.
No, it is not.
Did you get to Ollie?
What? I could barely even ride the skateboard, man.
I didn't know. You seem like someone that...
Skateboarding is much harder than you think it is. I always had a problem with it, too. My brother was great. I'd try to do it, and I'd be like, man, this is brutal.
I have more time logged on the ground
from
falling off a skateboard than I do logged just moving naturally.
What do you have, Mike?
Oh yeah,
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Most cooking,
most
following a recipe and doing that type, anything that takes that level of precision, I end up screwing something small up.
I love them because you know, like they're good sponsors of the show, but my struggles with cooking are well documented on this show, and
weekly.
What's hard is like when you get one of those meal kits, right, and it says. Cook time, 30 to 40 minutes. I go, well, here's 3 hours of my life because I need to multiply that thing by at least three. And that's the mic cook time. And it is just me freaking out. I am at full anxiety the whole time because I'm trying to do the steps in the order that they tell me. They're like, okay, well, this cooks once you just wash the vegetables and then you cut them in a certain way. And before, and everything is burning. My house is full of smoke. I have not made one of those meals without my house filling with smoke.
I've learned a few things of why I suck at cooking. At least I don't know why. There are many reasons I don't know clearly, or I'd correct them all and become good at it. But one of them is my desire to be so procedural, like you're saying, that I want to like tidy up. I want to clean up after every step. That is a huge problem because I know this from people that are good at cooking. They leave things out. They clean up later.
Yes.
They don't do it all like, okay, I took care of this egg thing. Then I put the eggs away. Then I took care of this and did that. My wife leaves stuff all the way out and everything turns out perfect. Then she puts it away.
Yeah. Yeah. As a chef, I share none of your idiocies for cooking. However, as a fat guy, something that looks easy, that is difficult, that you guys probably can't relate to here is
a pull up.
Putting on your socks.
Oh, socks.
Oh, man. Putting on your socks is a nightmare of impossibility.
Thought you insulted him. You complimented him.
I guess so.
Mostly because of breathing. Because you have to breathe to live. But if I try to put on socks, the breathing stops. Because I have to hold my breath to get to that foot.
You haven't figured out a way to get them on without the breathing stopping?
No, I have.
The crease. Oh, lay down.
I lay on my bed with my feet sticking off the end and I say, Jersey!
You get your kid to put your socks on?
She's wonderful.
That's a real moment in your life when you have to get your 11-year-old to put your socks on.
Working on losing some weight over here.
Your children will be in their mid-20s, and they will suddenly have a memory of, wait a minute, my father used to have me put his socks on, and then they will need multiple years of therapy.
My children will be in their mid-20s, and they'll hear, Jersey, I didn't even put my socks on.
Oh, my goodness.
And they'll come do it.
Why did your voice get higher?
I was further away. Oh, I was around the hallway.
Projecting as you get older, your voice gets higher.
Jersey.
This is me in the future. Jersey. Help.
I need some help with my socks, child.
All right, it's time to draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
Man. Putting on your socks. All right. Apparently we have...
Real tip, the stairs. The stairs are the answer.
Oh, because
it's a little mini
lower?
Step. Yeah, you got a bunch of little perfect range.
All I could think of was, this is why you wear flip-flops every day.
This is why I wear flip-flops every day. You are so smart.
You live in the right state for your problem.
Yeah.
Apparently, we have drafted 124 different times.
Wow.
The current standings, not that we, you know, this is not the most important thing in the world.
Drum roll, please.
Jason and Mike both have 39 first place finishes. I have 35. Mm. Jason has 38 second places. Mike has 34. I have 41.
Mm,
so right. I'm always
Mr. Middle.
Mr. Runner-up. And then the most third place finishes goes to Mike.
That's
He's
right.
All or nothing.
You're darn right.
Mike is boom bust.
Boom bust. Jason 36. I'm 37.
But
so,
the real most important thing is total percentage
points.
It's
really not. But go
on. Because
on
total percentage points is like, well, how many total votes in the history of the show have you received?
So who's got...
Who
panders the most? Go on.
Oh, me, for sure. Pander Bear, Jason Moore. I have 4,215 percentage points.
Remember when we drafted... the best video games of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jason drafted Fortnite.
In fairness, it didn't work. The people did not
that one backfired.
My pandering.
Today we are drafting the best...
How have we not done this?
Cookies.
It's so bizarre.
The best cookies.
I mean, it's an important topic.
We've done some dessert stuff before. Mm-hmm. We've done candies. We've done things like that. We haven't done best cookies, or if we have, we've forgotten about it. And here we are again. So Mike, unfortunately, has the first pick in this draft.
I don't know if it's unfortunate for you. I mean, you know my dessert takes. They're about as...
There's a clear 101.
They're about as basic as they come.
There are two that I would like, and they're going to go 1-2. So I'm sad. But go
on. Interesting. I have no idea what the number 2 pick is for Andy. I will be taking chocolate chip cookies. Chocolate chip cookie.
Unfortunately, that is the 101 by, I don't know, 10,000 miles.
All right, well, I wasn't sure. Yeah. I know I love them.
My slideshow at the funeral would be, it would be scenes of cookies being
more
freshly
cookies,
cooked.
More problems.
Yeah.
This is how he went. He went out the same way he lived in cookies. Chocolate chip cookies.
This should have been my draft.
Chocolate chip cookies are the most boring of all the cookies, and yet they are the best.
See,
of
that's
all
why
cookies.
It's not boring, but basic.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's like vanilla. Vanilla ice cream isn't
like
anybody's
Coca-Cola. I mean,
favorite.
Versus of the sodas. Mm. It's like Kleenex. It's the brand name.
Yeah, I guess you're fair. Coca-Cola is a good comp because people like Coca-Cola. People have Coca-Cola a lot. Mm-hmm. But people don't go out of their way to just say, like, man, I love Coca-Cola Classic.
Right. But most of the time, if they went to get a soda, they probably just grab a Coke.
Yeah. Because when you say, what's my favorite cookie, I would never say chocolate chip. But if I'm at a place and they've got three or four options, I'm usually grabbing the chocolate chip because I know it's good.
Do you have a favorite chocolate chip cookie? Like,
yes.
There's a Toll House or Keebler or like Mrs. Fields. Do you have a favorite chocolate chip cookie that's the best by far?
Not brand, but I like the big, soft, big chunks of chocolate.
Oh, you like a chocolate chunk cookie?
Yeah.
Which is my pick. No. it's tough. Anything homemade, I mean, is the real answer. There's a huge difference between, like, nothing store-bought to me.
I think restaurant made is the real answer because I've had a lot of homemade cookies that don't turn out as good as all those ones I get.
I am not good at making cookies.
Yeah. They always end up hard even when they come
out
soft.
Yes, they do. That is the problem.
I don't know what I hear it's like, oh, it's baking powder, but I've tried it every way.
Doesn't sound like a chef to me.
I'm not a baker.
Ooh.
There's
a distinction.
Yeah.
Okay, for my I'm happy to have the second pick because the cookie that I would probably answer as my favorite is what I'm about to take. I think it's the best cookie. It's just not as classic, which can make it even better because who wants to go with the boring classic?
I do.
Snickerdoodle.
Oh, see, that's my second pick.
Yeah, baby.
Snickerdoodles.
Was that your second pick, Andy?
No.
Oh, darn it.
That's too bad. But snickerdoodles are, brother, they're fantastic.
They're delicious. They are not more delicious than either of my picks.
What? That's impossible. There's only one other that competes.
Look, they're good, but they're the, like, I don't know. They're like the vanilla Coke choice there, where you like it, but if all you could eat was Snickerdoodles, you get real tired of the cinnamon taste.
I don't believe
you. I disagree.
Well, look, I am very happy to be where I'm at. I do love cookies. I love chocolate chip the most. That is the number one pick. It is the best pick. Mm. It is equal to five picks with
the
number one.
Mike's
going to
break the tie here at the end of the poll. I'm glad we did the poll right now.
But I am very happy to be where I'm at with my two picks. The first one I will take is an Oreo. Oreo cookie. Yes, it is a branded cookie. Yes,
that's fine, but okay. He took Oreo.
Yeah, 100%.
Oreo.
That was what came out of his mouth.
Oreo.
Was Oreo. He got regular
Oreo. No, I got the Oreo cookies. You can't take another variation of it.
I know, but we're just saying for the poll, it was
for the poll, you got an Oreo cookie.
Yeah, I'm not. I get where you're going because you think I should have said double stuff.
Because double stuff is the best Oreo, my man.
That's fine. Guess what? The association that you have, I could eat an literally, if you sat us down, I don't know when I would stop. I have no conception of when I would stop.
Three cookies?
Three sleeves.
Oh, God.
Three
held
sleeves.
Up three cookies like you're a psychopath.
No, three sleeves is where I've got to tap out. I've measured.
I mean, and is that with milk?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Three cookies is also, I think, a serving and a half.
Oh, no question. And you will feel bad when you eat that many. Also, our producer, Brooks, wants to put himself on blast by declaring that
Brooks, that's so
regular
stupid.
Oreos are better than double stuff.
That's so stupid.
I would rather, if you told me I need to eat 20 Oreos, I'd rather have the regular. If you told me I need to eat 10 Oreos, I'll take the double stuff. But anyways, neither here nor there. It's more filling. They're a little more filling.
Sure.
My second pick then will be what I think is the better pick of the Snickerdoodle, which is a variant, which is a more core variation.
Get out of here.
I know you're not going to like it. I know Mike likes them.
Oh, boy.
It's a sugar cookie.
Sugar cookies are fine.
Sugar
They're good.
Cookies are dope.
I love sugar cookies.
Sugar cookies are good.
Sugar cookies are like a poor man's snickerdoodle, though.
Snickerdoodles are like a cinemified sugar cookie.
Exactly. I know. It's a lot better.
Like, really?
A snickerdoodle? Oh, if you ever had a churro that was just sugar?
You can get bad snickerdoodles.
Mike,
it's not a churro.
I mean,
anymore.
That's blowing it out of the park there. Just put sugar on a churro and you're like, this needs
it's
something.
It's pretty good.
It's good. Don't get me wrong.
There's something missing. I just can't put my finger on
Man,
it.
Man, could you imagine if this had some cinnamon on it?
We're drafting cookies. That's,
you ever had Sugar Toast Crunch? No, because you need the cinnamon. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch for a reason.
Okay, you clearly have an affinity for cinnamon.
I do.
And cinnamon sugar.
Yes,
that is.
Yeah. I don't just take spoonfuls of cinnamon.
Because I've done that before. When I was a younger man, I accidentally bought the cinnamon instead of the cinnamon sugar for my toast. Doesn't work out as well.
No, don't eat cinnamon. And if you do,
that's
film
like eating
it.
Cranberries.
Film it when you you ever take a teaspoon of cinnamon, make sure there is video and ambulance nearby.
All right, you're back up, Jason.
Okay, I am back. I was worried because there was only one cookie that I thought competed with a snickerdoodle cookie that is in the, not the brands, but just the type. And I love these cookies. They are so good. And I think, to be honest, I think they're very underrated because they're not usually on people's top list.
Yeah, that means
Mike and I. But a peanut butter cookie, peanut butter cookies are the bomb. Peanut butter cookies are... They are flat out elite, and I can't even believe I said that they're the bomb. What is this? 1990?
That's when they were good.
No, no, peanut butter cookies are great.
That was back when they didn't have a lot of things, and they're like, let's put peanut butter in. I mean, peanut butter cookies are like, well, I need one. Like, give me one. I'll pick up if you make them for event. I'll eat one of them.
I can
but
full
I can't
on
gorge
pass.
On them.
I can pass.
You can full pass?
Yeah. If the only cookies available are peanut butter.
Yo, sugar cookie or peanut butter cookie?
Oh, sugar cookie. No, it's
not even close. My goodness. A good peanut butter. And you got to keep in mind, these peanut butter cookies, they've got the peanut butter chips and a lot of times the chocolate chips in them.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, I'm just saying that's how
peanut butter cookies
come. Yes,
no, they
that
do
is
not.
How...
No, they do not. Oh, a peanut butter cookie is a peanut butter flavored cookie.
Sure, that's fine, but... People know.
Now you're trying to upgrade your cookie because you know your OG stinks.
My OG is great, and the peanut butter cookie lovers out there will get my back.
Your peanut butter cookie. You didn't order a peanut butter chocolate chip cookie, like a peanut butter chip cookie.
I've never ordered that in my life, and I've gotten peanut butter, you know, chip cookies.
Andy, we're going to hear from like 20 or 22 people.
Yeah, the peanut butter truthers?
Yeah.
I mean, look, peanut butters, Nutter Butters are good. That
Nutter
is a bit of a.
Too dry.
You talk about dry. A peanut butter cookie is lip smacking dry.
Yeah, you better have some milk.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, Mike, you've got a double trouble time.
All right, I was just I had to check with Judge Giamatti because Al Borland is not here. I had to check just to get a ruling on something. So,
oh sure, that's very transparent.
He is I need to pass on that, Brooks.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, then if it comes up, we got to retroactively take it for me. So I will hold off on drafting that particular.
You don't even need
any
more picks. Just skip.
Yeah,
just
truly.
Punch your picks.
I wonder who would win if we put up a poll of my four and your four and a chocolate chip cookie. I'll bet Mike wins.
Probably. Although I think Oreo has some fans.
Oreo's got power.
If you went double stuff, but you didn't.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah,
you went single stuff Oreo.
Yeah, the one that they sell the most of.
All right, I'm trying to play the draft game here of what will actually. Possibly make it back, even though it's a very long wait for me. So I am going to double up with my friends at the Girl Scouts. So I will be drafting. Just gonna throw about that. I will take Thin Mints.
Yeah,
okay.
And I will take Tagalongs. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, dang it! Oh, dang it! Dang it! Dang it! Dang it! Dang it! Dang it!
Did you play the game thinking you would get?
I thought
one of those?
Tagalongs would come back.
Oh
to
no
me
way,
for
my
sure.
friend!
You know what it's reminding me of? That reminds me of Barcelona. Because you're building the freaking dream team over there. That's Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. Larry Bird just showed up.
Because my man over here took a peanut butter cookie.
I didn't look at my list because
you can't be beat.
The tagalongs have peanut butter.
I know,
but they've got chocolate. They're so much better. It's like you took my cookie and you wrapped it in chocolate and said,
oh, Isaiah Thomas over here.
Oh,
I met the requirements.
Oh, man.
For whatever reason, they didn't pick me. All right, James, you're up.
That's the peanut butter cookie.
We're playing for second.
Oh, man. Oh, I hate this game. Can I just draft Mike's team? All right. Tagalongs are so... By the way, just a...
Peanut butter cookie.
Just a side note. Tagalongs are so far and away the best Girl Scout cookie.
Yes, they are.
Thin Mints are fine, but you can get Thin Mints from anybody.
But Thin Mints have gotten legitimately worse over time. They did change the recipe. They were better back in the day.
There's multiple recipes. Like, there's two different cookie stations.
Yeah.
Well, now we need to experiment.
Figure out what, yeah. But yeah, I'm with you, Jay. The Tagalong, I didn't put them out in the order I would eat them.
But speaking of eating a sleeve of cookies, Thin Mints are the, like... You, nonstop. You
cold,
can go forever.
Colder or
oh,
room
cold.
Temp.
Cold, okay. Baby.
Cold is the way to go. I would agree with that. And if you eat, I mean, nobody eats one Thin Mint.
No.
Be like, that'd be like opening up a bag of M&Ms and eating one.
My grandmother used to keep all of her Oreo cookies in the fridge as well. So you'd have cold Oreos.
Interesting.
It was just like a
thing. I will have to try that tonight.
For science.
For science purposes. Oh, that weight loss not going well. All right, I'm going to play the game here. No, I've got two that I like, and I know that you guys will both crap on them. That I am sure of. So it's just which order do I want you to crap on my takes? I'm going to go with what my actual favorite is.
Good.
Okay, I'm going with me.
It's a resignation speech.
It is a resignation speech. Look, I'm playing for third at this point. But I'm going with my heart, and I love, and granted there is one part of this that I absolutely hate, but this is just how they come, and it's worth it. It's worth it for me to struggle through the macadamia nuts to have my white chocolate chip macadamia nut cookies.
I think that's actually a big favorite.
I love white chocolate macadamia nut cookies. They are so good, and if you could just leave the macadamia nuts out, it's an upgrade.
I've always thought that about them, and I don't eat them because of the macadamia nuts.
Yeah.
I don't eat them because of the white chocolate.
Yeah, but you've got bad food takes.
Well, but and what's funny is I don't like them because of the white chocolate. You don't like them because of the macadamia nuts. But dark chocolate covered – this is not cookie related, but dark chocolate covered macadamia nuts.
Real good?
Oh, man, they are fantastic.
Now, when you say dark chocolate, do you mean the disgusting kind or just normal like
– Let's not get started here. Dark chocolate's delish.
Yeah, but dark chocolate macadamia nuts, try them.
I will. Oh, brother, the weight is a problem.
All right, I got two picks, right?
Yes, you do.
And all I need to do is beat Jason?
That is correct.
All right, just to be clear, is a whoopie pie a cookie?
I think so. I saw it. I knew – I had a feeling that that might come up. That's not what I asked Brooks about.
Yeah.
But I think it is a cookie.
Because when I go to a bakery, it's set out with the cookies.
And it's oatmeal cookies with – it's
no,
an oatmeal
no,
cookie.
No, this
no,
is like
no.
a chocolate with the white frosting
See, here's,
on the inside.
Here's what I was going to say, because I would have had oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, that's what I was
I would have had that on my list because those are unbelievable.
So you
but
would
that's
like
not
to
a
veto that.
And it's – yeah. It,
it's more of a pastry.
Now, there is a cookie version of your whoopie pie that you're just not thinking of.
Well,
and I know for a fact you've had them recently.
That's a strange thing to know.
Well, just give it to them then.
A macaroon, bro.
Yeah, well, macaroons are.
That is. A macaroon is a whoopie pie.
Yeah, that's the cookie version of a.
It's just not made by fancy French people.
Yeah, it's not blown up to the size of
Yeah, I mean,
a...
what I'm thinking of is a little bit different. I'm thinking of the chocolate cake with the white. It's more of a cake. It's a pastry. I'm not going with it. Now, let me ask a different question.
Okay.
Are ice cream sandwich cookies? All right. Here's the cookie I'll go with first. I know what your fourth pick is, Jason.
You do?
But I'm going to take out one stupid ingredient because this is a really good cookie.
Okay.
And I feel like it's different enough from Mike's. An oatmeal chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
A dynamic, delicious, exceptional cookie without the dumb raisins.
Yeah,
people don't make enough oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, and oatmeal is a great ingredient in a cookie.
Oatmeal cookies are fantastic, and I can struggle through the raisins enough to get the oatmeal.
Oh, I thought you loved the raisins.
But, I love an oatmeal raisin cookie. I love it. But of course it's better without the raisins.
Which
and
is like, you want to take macadamia nuts out of that one, 100%. You take the raisins out of this one.
Why are you putting garbage in our desserts?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm eating a dessert. I don't want to bite into a
this
nut.
This has got to be a bunch of old grandmother's fault.
I mean, oatmeal is for old people. raisins also for old people.
Right. Yeah. They used to have Werther's Originals in the cookies, but then they were breaking teeth. All right. So I'm going oatmeal chocolate chip.
All right.
It's my third pick. And then I did have, I mean, you brought up, are they macaron?
Macaroon.
Are you sure that's how it's pronounced? The little French.
I believe it is a macaroon, yes.
It is a macaroon.
It's spelled without, the end is O-N. It's not O-O-N.
Right.
So I'm just making sure.
I'm pretty confident.
I've always called it a macaroon.
All right, I'm going to go with M&M cookies. That's what I'm going to go with, M&M cookies.
All right. So, it's an admirable pick.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it's funny because I feel like an M&M cookie is a chocolate chip cookie. But I guess there's a little...
I mean, it is, except for there's no chocolate chips. They're M&M's. Yeah.
It's a candy shell on,
and you get
on
you get a crunch.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, if you want to veto it, you can. I got other options.
No, I think that's fine. I think that's fine. That's a great cookie. Also, looking at this list, like, you know, I can badmouth some of these as worse than others, but this is a delicious...
We're walking up to this table.
This is a delicious show.
And we're walking away heavier.
Absolutely. That's what I usually do when I come to a table. All right. So now you said you knew what my last pick was.
I thought you'd go oatmeal raisin.
No. It's good, but the raisins...
They should be chocolate chips?
They should be chocolate chips. Yeah. Nice pivot. I'm going to go with another one that, look, there's an ingredient a lot of people hate. I don't mind it. I love these. In fact...
Salmon.
I think that's very close, Andy.
Whoa.
Very close. It's not salmon. It's Samoa's.
You're going coconut.
I'm going coconut. The Samoa's Girl Scout cookies are phenomenal. And
he's like, give me Samoa's.
You're darn right I am.
They might as well just put poison on top of those things.
So you hate coconut on top of cookies too?
Oh, that is no dice, my man. No dice.
What a bad take.
Are you like into mounds too?
I know. Yeah, mounds are great.
So you kill people on the side? You're a psychopath? Is that what you do?
I'll go Almond Joy. I'll put
Does Almond Joy have coconut?
Yeah, I mean, it's just
sometimes
kinda...
you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Either way, you feel like coconut.
It's literally a mound. It's the coconut filling with chocolate, and then it's like, do you want an almond on it? And that's the only difference.
That's why they're both terrible.
Yeah, well,
you couldn't figure out the common denominator between the two coconuts?
I can't tell you the last time I ate a Mounds or an Almond Joy.
That would be too soon, Mike. Those things suck.
I will say this. If you don't like coconut, a Mound and an Almond Joy are disgusting. Are disgusting, but Samoas, I know people who don't like coconuts who love Samoas because they're phenomenal. Look, the Girl Scouts don't make bad stuff. So
If you don't like it,
try it and you'll love it. Unless you're Mike.
It's not the coconut thing, the coconut flavor, like a pina colada has coconut flavor. Yep. It's delicious. Chewing coconut sucks.
Yeah.
It's all texture. For us haters, I understand lots of people love it.
The people who like peanut butter cookies
generally like... those.
You'll have some loyalists. Here's the weirdest. This is the weirdest end of a draft to me because I love my list. Like, my list is awesome. But I also hate my list because for votes, I know it's not good. Mm. I know that, but these are four bangers.
Can't wait to get another second place from my rankings.
That's true.
So, Mike, you actually get to pick again.
Oh, fantastic.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, he gets to.
He's already got. That's
He's looking
not
at
fair.
Patrick Ewing standing over there. Scottie Pippen's available. John Stockton.
All right. My list has certainly dwindled, so I will simply close it out with my personal favorite. I don't know.
Please be Christian Leitner.
It is.
I love that.
I'll just go with the generic cookie, but specifically the Toll House. Is it Toll? No, Ginger. Pepperidge Farms. Pepperidge Farms. Gingerbread men.
Ginger snaps type of?
The gingerbread men.
Okay.
It's the gingerbread men. They got little and they're coated with sugar.
Okay.
Those are like, oh man, those are fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic.
It's weird. Those are things that I think I've, they can be spicy. You can get a spicy
cookie.
Sure,
because the ginger can
Yeah.
I don't like ginger. I don't like ginger cookies. I've so your pick sucks. How about that? Mike, how do you feel? How do you feel, Christian Leitner?
like an all-star?
You shouldn't be on this team. This team's too good for you, gingerbread man.
I do think the ginger snap doesn't belong with the rest of yours, but you had to wait a while for that pick. There were others on my list, like basically like shortbread or butter cookies, both of those. The butter cookie tins, those are pretty good.
They're fine.
But they seem like they were better for my grandmother.
Yes, they're the 100% better for your grandmother.
The only one on my list was Spritz cookies, and I only like those because that's like, that's what my mom, that was our Christmas.
What are a spritz cookie?
I don't know what that is.
You can look them up. They're Christmas cookies.
Okay.
But that's,
are they like the just.
They're smaller. I don't know how to.
Those aren't the ones that you put like the Hershey Kiss in the middle of. Oh, the spritz cookies. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Those are, they use the press. Your mom makes them with the press. Yeah.
Yep.
Those are great.
And you put the, you usually decorate, because it's Christmas.
It's not so Christmas if I don't have these from my mom.
Yes. Okay.
100%.
Yes.
Okay. I see these now. The only other one on my list, and honestly, it's one of the best cookies out there, undrafted, were Double Stuff Oreos.
Oh, okay.
That is very true.
Look, if you want to talk about starting the draft antagonistically, you guys jumped on me pretty quick.
Yeah.
All right. I will say this as well. For the gluten-free folks out there, macaroons. Gluten-free.
Really? Macaroons are great.
I'm not joking. No, they're like eggs and stuff. My wife. My wife bought like a billion macaroons.
You called your wife your mom.
I know. Something about getting cookies from somebody. It's just, all right. Let's click this button before I bury myself.
What did we learn today?
I learned that Andy is married to his mother.
I learned that Jason is very serious and he's already planning on his funeral.
Mm, yeah. And I learned he can't stand on a skateboard. Not even stand.
No, can't get there.
Can't
someone
get on it.
Maybe if
you ever tried surfing, bro?
With the help of friends.
Now, at least you fall in the water. That's a lot better than the asphalt.
Could you get up on that board, though?
No, I couldn't get up on that board.
Thank you for listening. We will see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.